From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The United States' top diplomat takes on the migrant and refugee crisis. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called on the world's nations Friday to redouble their efforts to solve the crisis posed by unprecedented numbers of war refugees, help victims of other global crises, and combat the rising threat of terrorism at a fundamental level. Addressing the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Kerry announced President Barack Obama will host a summit at the United Nations in New York later this year in response to the global refugee crisis. Kerry outlined the goals.
To increase by 30% the response to humanitarian funding appeals, the number of regular humanitarian donors, to increase it by at least 10%. To at least double the number of refugees who are resettled or afforded other safe and legal channels of admission, to expand by 10 the total number of countries admitting refugees, and to get 1 million children in school and 1 million people working legally.
Kerry said the private sector, civil society, and religious organizations will also be called on to help integrate refugees into host communities socially, academically, and through access to employment. The U.S. has announced plans to admit 85,000 refugees by November and 100,000 next year. Meanwhile, at least 45 people, including 17 children, drowned Friday in the Aegean Sea as two smuggling boats sunk off different Greek islands. A search and rescue operation was underway for others feared trapped in the wreckage. The Greek Coast Guard and other boats saved more than 70 people from the sunken vessels. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden rebuked Turkey Friday for its crackdown on freedom of expression. Biden told civil society representatives in Istanbul that the Turkish government is not setting the right example with its imprisonment of journalists and investigation of academics who have criticized the government's military campaign against Turkey's Kurdish-dominated southeastern sector.
When the media are intimidated or imprisoned for critical reporting, when internet freedom is curtailed and social media sites like YouTube or Twitter are shut down, when more than 1,000 academics are accused of treason simply by signing a petition, that's not the kind of example that needs to be set in the region.
Biden, on a two-day visit to Istanbul, is set to meet Saturday with the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and the Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu. A massive winter storm is taking aim at Washington, D.C., threatening to dump near record amounts of snow and create crippling blizzard conditions as it moves up the East Coast. Forecasters say the storm could bury the U.S. Capitol in more than 60 centimeters of snow, which is set to begin falling midday Friday and continue into Sunday. Dangerous winds and coastal flooding are also expected. Ahead of the storm, Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser declared a state of emergency and closed local schools Friday. Federal government offices have just closed. Authorities are even taking the rare step of closing the D.C. Metro public transit system. So far, more than 4,500 flights have been canceled across the nation. Widespread power outages were also expected, and authorities warn residents to stock up on essential food supplies if they are still available in markets. The Obama administration Friday proposed new rules to clamp down on oil companies that burn off natural gas on public land, arguing that the effort will reduce waste and harmful methane emissions as part of President Barack Obama's bid to curb climate change. Energy companies frequently flare or burn off vast supplies of natural gas at drilling sites because it does not earn as much money as oil. A report by the Government Accountability Office said 40% of the methane gas being burned or vented could be captured economically and sold. The Interior Secretary, Sally Jewell, said in a statement that natural gas should be used to power the economy, not to be wasted being burned into the atmosphere. The oil industry has argued that new regulations are not needed for methane because the industry already has a financial incentive to capture and sell the gas, but environmental groups have pushed for tougher curbs. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.